This is Ozarks at Large. The field for the 2014 election in Arkansas continues to take shape. The race for lieutenant governor has, as of this morning, three announced candidates. Two men are seeking the GOP nomination for the office, Charlie Collins of Fayetteville and Andy Mayberry of Hensley. There is one Democrat declared in the race, John Burkhalter of Little Rock. He is a former member of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and a current Arkansas Highway Commissioner. Recently, he sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas to discuss why he's running for the lieutenant governor's position.
I'm a business guy. I'm not a politician. I grew up in Arkansas in Sylvan Hills, north of the river, which is now Sherwood. And I had the opportunity to go to Fayetteville, where I got my engineering degree. And I practiced engineering for many years in Arkansas. And then along the course of my travels and my business career, I had the opportunity to start a company. And when I started, Roby, I didn't come from a family of influence as far as money or politics or anything like that. And I really didn't have two nickels to rub together. I was probably pretty well not prepared to be a businessman. But I started my business. I couldn't even get any capital. I couldn't get a business loan for a couple of years. And I built my business with a credit card and good credit, which is important. And through the course of a lot of hard work and some luck and a lot of people supporting me and helping me, I was able to build several businesses in the state of Arkansas and creating a lot of jobs. And Arkansas has been great to me. And as the next lieutenant governor, that's very important to me that I have the opportunity to give back to my state.
I want to talk about one of your big business successes is one that I've read about and I know a lot about in terms of you invented something. And tell a little bit of people about that invention and kind of what that did, what that meant for your business career.
Well, I'm a civil engineer, and when I was practicing engineering, I had the opportunity to rehab a lot of sewer systems, mainly on military bases in Louisiana and Arkansas. And during the course of figuring out the best way to fix water and sewer systems, I started to work on an idea. And there were some other business guys that came to me. We put our ideas together, and I moved to Texas for a short amount of time, and I helped perfect this product, came back to Arkansas. I've always refused to leave Arkansas. When I graduated from Fayetteville, I had a lot of job opportunities, but I wanted to stay in Arkansas, and I've always done that. And so it was an underground pipeline system where you rehab water and sewer lines with a trenchless technology where you actually do not have to dig the lines up. So you actually put a brand new pipe in the old pipe. It saves money because it doesn't disturb other utilities that are underground or the paving.
And it paid good dividends for you.
I lived my Arkansas dream, my American dream. Yeah. And I think other people should have that opportunity. I've been very blessed. This country's done so much for me and my family. And I really believe I want to devote my life. And that's my game plan, is to devote my life to my state in public service to help others have the opportunity that I had. I think we need to create jobs for new entrepreneurs, people like me that want to have the ability to have access to capital and grow businesses. Of course, the businesses are here. We've got to support them. We've got to help them find capital. And also, we've got to have an educated workforce so those companies can grow. And then, of course, I have had the opportunity to sell my technology around the world. And I've traveled a lot, and I've traded a lot overseas. And I'm willing to get on a plane or a train and go anywhere in the world to help bring those businesses to Arkansas, because we're not just competing against ourselves and other states, we're competing against the world. But to be able to bring these companies, we have to prove that we've got the educated workforce to fill those jobs, not just higher ed, but also career tech. We need more plumbers, electricians, and pipe fitters in our state.
You you've been around politics for a long time. A couple decades I've known you and been around politics with you. This is your first foray into elective politics, although you, as I mentioned earlier, you've been appointed to a couple positions. What made you decide to run for this office? Because I know you flirted and talked about running for governor for quite some time before you pivoted to this lieutenant governor's race. So maybe explain what went into that decision.
That's a good question, because I did look at running for governor. I've always been interested in getting involved in politics in my state to help my state. And it wasn't like I grew up that I was going to get into politics. I grew up, if you could have a split-level house, a black and white television, and a car, I mean, you had really made it. And you know, that is the Arkansas dream, American dream, although we have color televisions now, but I grew up with a black and white television. But I think it's important that whoever's going to be the next lieutenant governor, that he brings a great skill set. And we're in tough economic times now, and we've still got a long ways to go. And I know how to create jobs. I had the opportunity to get a great education in Arkansas, and I want to put that to work to focus on make sure that we create more jobs for our citizens so tomorrow will be better than today.
You were impressed with Mike Ross as the Democratic nominee for governor, or a Democratic candidate for governor. The field's cleared right now. And that was that part of what factored into your decision to run for lieutenant governor instead of for governor?
Mike and I have been friends a long time, and our families are friends. And Mike and I, throughout the course of the last year, had many, many conversations. And he always was concerned what's important to me and what's important to him. And always at the forefront, it's been creating jobs and giving back to my state and focusing on what I could really do best. And I think that Mike and I will be work great together as a team. As you know, Mike and I have talked about an economic development commission, and I've been chair of that commission. And I think it's very important to the state of Arkansas that we make sure all of our agencies are working together as we move forward, because there's a lot of competition out there. And as I've mentioned, it's not just in the states that bound us, it's the world out there.
Do you think, let's just hypothetically here, you win for lieutenant governor, but the Republican nominee wins for governor. What would be your role at that point in time in terms of lieutenant governor?
I will approach that position, that job, no different. I will be vocal. I will be sure that anyone and everyone knows what I think we need to do. I've always had a piece of paper in my life. I have short-term goals and long-term goals, and I will make sure the next governor, whoever that person might be, understands how important job creation, real job creation, and educating our people and preparing them for that. And I believe anybody that's governor is going to want to listen and work together. We're all Arkansans. We're all in this together. We need to be all pulling on the same end of this rope.
Do you really think you can make a difference creating jobs? I've heard a lot of governors and lieutenant governors talk about that in the past. I see where the power of the governorship can do that. Win Rockefeller, for instance, was a lieutenant governor who talked a lot about job creation. I never heard him brag about creating any jobs, although I suspect he probably had some influence there, but you never saw his fingerprints on some of that. Can you really do something in that position?
Well, Win Rockefeller wasn't a guy that bragged. I mean, we all miss him, and it's terrible that he's gone. And he never was a guy that bragged. He did a lot for a lot of people out there. But I think that you can make it whatever you want to be.
John Burkholter is the only announced Democrat seeking the lieutenant governor's office in the 2014 Arkansas election. Two Republicans, Charlie Collins and Andy Mayberry, have announced they want the GOP nomination for the job. John Burkholter recently talked with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas as part of Roby's series of conversations with candidates seeking statewide office. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communication store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.